The footsteps of the policeman fade behind you as the air crackles and sparks around your ears. You've barely caught your breath when you find yourself skidding out of the way of a tram. But a tram with no wires. It's been pulled by a horse.
Watch where you're walking!
Snaps a voice behind you. A small man in thick spectacles, probably a clerk, glares at you over a huge pile of ledgers and boxes in his arms. He jerks his head backward to a tall, important-looking gentleman in a suit and a hat behind you.
You nearly ran into Mr. Darling!
The tall gentleman with a bushy beard, Mr. Darling, slaps the clerk on the back, nearly sending him flying.
Wonderful work, Jenkins. The new building's coming along marvellously.
Well, it's John Darling Jr.,
whispers the professor, inspecting the machine.
But that means it's 1901. The machine's transporting us without even me activating it. Oh, bother.
Mr. Darling puts an arm around your shoulder and points up at the building. Scaffolding surrounds the top, and a man hangs from a sling, chipping away at the plasterwork with a hammer and chisel. You can just make out what looks like a bushel of wheat.
Aha! This must be the new wheat threshing machine, is it?
He says, and snatches the time machine from the professor. As the professor gropes to take it back, Darling turns and weighs it in his hands. He plonks it into a box on top of another box in the clerk's overloaded ledgers, making the poor man stagger precariously. No, you say, reaching out for it. But Darling has his arm around your shoulder again and is dragging you up the street as a pair of horse and carriages clatter to a stop beside you. One fancy, the other plain.
Oh, some new mining gadget from BHP, is it? You'd think they'd tell the chairman these things.
You struggle to wriggle free as the clerk stumbles back and forth, evading the professor's arms with each awkward step.
Well, whatever it is,
says Darling, grabbing a box from the clerk as he waddles past and loads it into the more ornate of the two carriages.
I didn't become the wheat king of Australia without being at the cutting edge of technology. Here, £100 for it. That's more than fair.
He slaps a crisp union banknote into your chest. In a reflex, you grab it. The clerk clambers into the back of the dowdier of the two carriages, and the professor stops, looking back and forth between them.
Jenkins,
says Darling as he climbs into the fancy carriage.
Go see to our business at the market. I'm late for the theatre.
The horses whinny, and before you can stop them, they take off at top speed. Darling's carriage to the north, the clerk's to the south.
Wait a minute,
says the professor.
Who had the time machine?
How could you let this happen? You blame the time machine helmet on your head for making you all muddle-headed. Do you? 1. Believe that Mr. Darling is too busy to bother with the machine and has left it with the clerk to take care of. Then head to the Central Markets Tower on Grote Street, the one that looks like a castle tower. Or 2. Think that Mr. Darling has decided to take the machine to the theatre to show off to other businessmen. Head north up Bentham Street through Toffa Mall to Curry Street, then west to Gillies Arcade and the Old Queen's Theatre.